Listen to more news from WBEZ anytime on the WBEZ app. Start each day informed. Tap and listen live or on demand. Available on iOS and Android.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Federal drinking water rules require public officials to tell customers when their homes are connected to lead pipes. And of the 10 cities that have the most lead service lines, only Chicago has confirmed it has not finished sending out notices. As of last week and 8 months past the federal deadline, the city has notified just 7% of affected Chicagoans. Keep listening. You can hear more about lead pipes in Chicago in just a moment. Meantime, a drinking water notice is issued for Aurora and Elgin in the western suburbs after samples collected this year had elevated levels of lead. Officials in both cities say the issue is tied to specific locations. It is not systemic, but they're conducting further tests. A similar notice has been issued in downstate Peoria after about 15% of its water tests showed elevated levels of lead. Lead is especially harmful to children who have developing brains, and it can cause serious health conditions in adults. State Farm Insurance is defending a looming rate increase in homeowners insurance for 1.5 million customers in Illinois. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports starting Friday, customers could see their premiums go up by an average of 27%. The Bloomington, Illinois-based insurance giant says inflation is making it more expensive to rebuild homes after severe weather events like tornadoes, and they are becoming more frequent in the state. Spokesperson Gina Morse-Fisher says customers will have to pay an average of $475 more a year.
And we know that's tough. $475 it can be seen as a lot of money. And we recognize that. It's not a decision that we make lightly.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling on the legislature to give the state power to approve insurance rate changes. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is tonight, and Chicago is going to be well represented for the Cubs. Outfielders Kyle Tucker and Pete Crow Armstrong will start for the National League team. Our sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says this could be an especially impactful event for Crow Armstrong and supporting his long-term development.
When you're 23 years old and your name is started like that, it can mean a lot. He's been putting up tremendous numbers. He is somebody that's enjoying the limelight. He hasn't changed. You know, it's been his personality since he came with the Cubs.
Meantime, the White Sox tonight are represented by pitcher Shane Smith for the American League squad. FX's The Bear has received 13 Emmy nominations today for its third season. The Chicago set show is up for awards in categories including Best Comedy Series. The show's stars, Jeremy Allen White and Ayo Edebiri, are nominated for Best Actor and Best Actress in a Comedy Series. Meantime, actors Liza Colon-Zayas and Eben Moss-Bachrach have received supporting role nominations. You're listening to The Rundown. The city of Chicago has more lead pipes than any other city in the country, and now Chicago is in the middle of a federally mandated campaign to notify everybody. An investigation from WBEZ, Grist, and Inside Climate News finds city officials are slow rolling this effort. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco has the story.
A couple months ago, Beatrice Salazar was digging through her mail when she saw it, a letter from the city.
And then when I opened it, because, you know, I was scared, I said, Chicago, oh my God, like probably like a bill or something, you know?
But it wasn't.
I opened it and I was like, oh, okay, I'm like, this is weird.
It was a warning about her drinking water. It said in large letters she had a lead pipe.
I was like, what is going on? I'm like, lead? I'm like, we've been drinking lead for how long?
Besides notifying Salazar that the drinking water at her Southeast Side home was delivered through a dangerous lead pipe, there was a ton of other information too. Tips to reduce exposure, links to city programs to help replace the lead pipe, and a full-page diagram showing how lead-containing plumbing can flake or dissolve into tap water and cause serious health issues, including irreversible brain damage. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says there is no safe level of lead exposure. Here's Salazar again.
Then my mother-in-law also got a letter at the same time we got the letter. So then I was like, okay, it was a coincidence, right? Let me just contact her, you know?
That her she's talking about is her mom, Salome Favela. her mom lives just a couple blocks away.
She did not get a letter.
Favela's home, according to city records, is connected to a service line containing lead. So under the federal drinking water rules, she should have received a warning too. And she's not the only one. She is among the more than 90% of people in Chicago who, 8 months past a federal deadline, still haven't been notified that their water may be dangerously contaminated with lead.
These notifications telling people that they have a lead service line or a unknown service line that might be lead. This is the first time a water utility has ever been required to tell somebody that they might be getting water through a lead pipe at their house.
That's Elin Batanzo, a longtime water engineer. Over a decade ago, she helped expose the water crisis in Flint, Michigan.
There's never been any requirement to let people know that this risk exists.
Chicago had a big job. It was supposed to warn about 900,000 renters, homeowners, and landlords by mid-November of last year that their drinking water was fed through pipes made or at least suspected to be made of lead. As of last week, the city estimates it's only sent out about 62,000 of those notices.
People are not getting the information they need to protect themselves. And, you know, really and truly, it's information they should have had a long time ago. And we're continuing to delay that. That's not okay.
According to the city, they're working as fast as they can. They say they don't have the money to do the job. They're mailing close to 3,000 notices a week, and at that pace, won't finish until 2027. But they do plan to notify residents electronically by year's end. Suzanne Novak is a senior attorney with the nonprofit environmental legal group, Earth Justice. She says Chicago is out of line.
They are brazenly violating the law. We not only need them to step up and catch up really quickly, but we also need the state of Illinois and EPA to use their powers to hold them accountable.
Other major cities were able to complete their lead mailing campaigns by the end of last year. Cleveland and Detroit sent about 200,000 notices, and Milwaukee sent over 100,000 in a single day. All these cities have sent out far more notices than Chicago in way less time. Back on the southeast side, Salazar is sitting at her mom's place. She got the water tested. It tested positive for lead, very low levels, less than the amount of lead allowed in water bottles, but still, lead did turn up. She's got questions.
How long have they known, and why did it take them so long to inform us? But, I mean, it is what it is, a city. What am I going to do?
Like most everyone in Chicago, Salazar doesn't have the $15,000 to $30,000 it can cost to replace a lead service line, so she won't. But now, she knows for certain it's a problem in her home. But the majority of Chicago is still waiting to find out about their water. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
If you're concerned about your water, you can visit the website chicagowaterquality.org. Kirthi Gopal contributed reporting to this story. This coverage is made possible through a partnership between WBEZ and GRIST, a nonprofit independent media organization dedicated to telling stories of climate solutions and a just future. Weather sunny, hot, and humid today with a high in the low 90s and then partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 60s. And Wednesday, another hot, humid day with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, a high again near 90, and the heat index tomorrow could be up near 100. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.